All right, well, let's dive into the shallow end here and just a review of some of the basic concepts of probability and statistics. Now, I'm quite sure you've had a class in problem stats at one point or maybe more than one point, and it's been a part of a number of courses for you. But you probably remember your undergrad stats class, and probably not fondly. Most live classes I teach, I ask this question of engineers is, did you have statistics? And just about everybody, at least in my generation, did. But I'm finding with younger folks, the people coming out of school in the last 5 or so years, were not required to take a statistics class. Now, given the popularity of those classes, being a bit sarcastic there, it probably has found its way into more application and the application of statistics being built into other courses. The concepts are still there. The basic teaching of it is still there, but it's not as an integrated separate class. Now, those of you that did have an undergrad stats class, you probably survived, and many people do get by with just the basic understanding. And the hard part, though, is that reliability doesn't really use the normal distribution very often. And we'll talk about it, but it's not a typical distribution for time to failure or repair data. So some of the things that we've intuitively understand from our previous coursework is probably going to mislead us. So I just want to mention that it's okay if you forget most of what you learned in those previous classes. The basic terminology, though, we're going to review and cover again. There are some basic concepts. These are the rules and laws and just the basic counting procedures, and we'll go over those in more detail in the future lessons. But then there's also statistical inference. It's hypothesis test is probably the most common thing you would remember from this area. So how do we take a look at comparing data or checking data against a standard? And we'll go into some detail with both parametric and non-parametric type approaches. Now, if those terms aren't familiar to you, don't worry too much. We'll cover all of that and have plenty of time to answer any of your questions. Now, in this part of the course, I'm planning on talking through a few of the examples, but I'm also planning on working some of the problems, and we'll create separate lessons where I'm just working through the problem going step by step so you can see how I go about solving these things. It's not the only way to solve any of these problems, but it is a way. So in the next section, we'll dive into the lessons, and I'm breaking these lessons down into various segments. Some of these areas in the body of knowledge have a lot of information. So instead of recording an hour-long lecture with an idea of keeping them short, I'm going to break them down into sub-lessons, essentially. So the first one is really in the shallow end, I would say. The shallow of the shallow end is the basic statistical terms.